all alone, big brother?
Eli, right now, you tell me you want to get out of this, I will help you.
Because in a minute, it's going to be too late.
I have a sister. Her name is Emma. When I came back from the war, she nursed me. But I felt nothing.
Lewis!
It's apoplexy. Stroke.
He can't even talk.
We're in for 70 grand to his cronies.
We'll get paid back when we unload the booze.
Mr. Slater will be driving me now.
Katie?
A bit cheeky, isn't he?
He's serving a purpose.
We hear you flush with hooch.
You heard right. I need cash up front. $5,000, we can make delivery tomorrow night.
We got a deal. I just figured a way to get your case dismissed.
I violated the Mann Act, which means the entire election case can be rolled into a federal indictment.
So the Attorney General can help.
Exactly. This is what you used for the cause.
It was our mission to execute a bombing awake. Someone's going out of business.
Nikki Doyle.
Do you remember when we met? That first night, I opened my eyes to find you atop me. Do you remember that night? I asked you a question.
Atlantic City was built for good times, so that folks could leave their cares behind. See a show, dance on the pier, build a castle in the sand. Atlantic City was built to help people forget. But this day, Memorial Day, is for remembering. Tomorrow, we will once again be citizens of the world's playground. Today, we are proud simply to be Americans. I'd like to thank the members of our memorial committee here with us today who worked tirelessly to make this monument possible. I'm sure they will convey our gratitude as well to Louis Keisner, our own beloved Commodore. I know he would not miss this occasion were it not for pressing business elsewhere. He truly is this city's doting father. Thanks as well to the Attorney General of these United States, the distinguished Harry M. Daugherty, who joins us bearing the express good wishes of President Harding, himself attending the solemn observances this day at Arlington National Cemetery. And now, in reading the names of our city's fallen heroes, I feel it fitting to bestow that honor on a young man who can speak more directly to the ideals of sacrifice service, and loyalty more than I ever could. James Darmody, step up here.
You didn't tell me you're going to speak.
I wasn't.
James Edison Darmody, ladies and gentlemen.
Think I can't play this game?
I don't think you even know the rules.
Mr. Thompson just said some impressive things about me. But they're not true. I'm no one's idea of a hero, least of all mine. And when people ask me what I did over there, what I tell them is I made it back. We fought for the idea that democracy was worth saving. We fought for our mothers, for our sons, for our wives. We fought for America. I believe it was worth it. These are the names of brave men. John Archer Albert. Frank Berry. John Collins. Lester Dayton. I knew Les. Andrew Fury, Joseph Grant, Robert Gardner.
Up there? Fought for democracy? What a load of bull.
Who's this? Young vet at the ceremony this morning, Harry.
You know why he enlisted?
These are getting tight.
I look fine.
Because he couldn't hack it at Princeton.
Talk about the waste in Washington, huh?
Oh!
I jumped through hoops to get him in there. He runs away, joins the army. He's a patsy.
Uh-huh.
The world doesn't owe you anything. I don't care who you are.
Lucky, Jess and I only here for the day.
We're addressing your legal problems tonight.
And?
It's a holiday. How about we just play some golf?
Am I boring you, Harry?
I think it's fair to say I've gone out of my way on this, don't you? It's not the easiest deal to finesse. I've gone down the list of prosecutors and this fella...
Charles Kenneth Thorogood.
He's someone you can work with.
You actually enjoy golfing?
I'd enjoy being a man with the time to play it. See you on the green.
I hear you're acquainted with Mr. George Remus.
I'm acquainted with a lot of people.
I completely understand. Just I'm meeting him in Cincinnati on Wednesday. Would you consider him reliable in a business setting?
I'd consider him a major bootlegger.
That would be the business I'm talking about. Perhaps you could put in a word. Let him know I don't fight.
You made a fine speech this morning. Quite moving.
Very patriotic.
We want people to know how proud this city is of the boys who went over there.
Yeah. Money's cheaper than sentiment. I'm the only one in this room ever wore the blue.
When was that, Mr. Parkhurst?
Fort Kearney, Wyoming Territory.
He blew the trumpet for the night.
32 white men against 2,000 Sioux. We had to lay the Springfields, and God damn me to hell if we didn't cut those painted bucks to red ribbon.
A slaughter.
That's all it ever is, boy.
You came out of the last one rather well, though, didn't you, Jackson?
I cleared a cool million selling chipped beef to the army, and I don't care who knows it.
Smart bet there, sir. Seize an opportunity.
Chipped beef. I had it every day for 5 months. I'd rather eat dog turds.
Well, they paid me anyway. As you can see.
And you're a great man.
What's all this horse shit anyway? We're here to discuss money.
There's concern about the recent setbacks.
We're not happy, Mr. Darmody.
We took care of your little colored problem. Bought off the Coast Guard.
We made a substantial investment with you.
With his father.
And we're yet to see a dime.
Every business has its kinks. But I assure
you... You lost $70,000 of our money in that explosion.
An entire warehouse full of alcohol.
That's not a kink. That's a torpedo hitting the Lusitania.
It's a matter of discretion, James.
Discretion and return on capital.
And you're going to get it. We'll make good. It's just a matter of...
Too many people talking. We'd prefer to discuss this with the Congress.
He's given me complete authority.
I never heard that.
Well, then you weren't paying attention.
Is he dead or just dying?
My father is fine.
Listen, son. You're trying to diddle the wrong men.
Yeah? You gonna drum me out of your yacht club?
It's high time you and your whole goddamn generation learned something about respect.
You just taught me plenty. Gentlemen.
What the hell are you doing? Fuck these people. These people are financing the entire operation.
I'm done with them.
Who said it was your decision?
I don't see anyone else in charge.
I brought you in on this.
Oh, you did. Thank you. Now stay the fuck out of my business. Thank you for the lift.
they say about your father?
They know something's wrong.
They questioned you, berated you. And then Jackson.
You know Parkers?
I know all of them, dear.
How well?
No one is allowed to do this to you.
It's $70,000.
That's nothing to men like that.
Plus Horvitz and Philly. He keeps hocking me for his booze.
You will not be disrespected, and you have to make that clear.
All right, Mom.
All right, leave me alone? Or all right, I understand what needs to be done.
Both.
John D. Rockefeller was born on a farm. His father was a bigamist and a confidence man. His mother was a saint. Now he's worth $1 billion.
And how is he spending his Memorial Day?
He's not pumping oil.
Go on now. Go. Hey, I'm done. Go on now. Good boy. Hey, I need that mask. I need that mask.
Lobster. Chase a little ball around in the sun. Idiotic.
Where is Owen?
Dropping off Harry Daugherty. Why?
Your brother's here. In the conservatory.
You let him in?
What else could I do?
It'll be fine.
places have you lived in since you moved out of the house?
8, 9? What difference does it make?
I had the upstairs apartment on Monroe, a little bungalow at June, and the place we got now.
I was there for Christmas.
Last time we spoke, it was an offer, mate.
The offer's gone.
See? That's it. No conversation. Only orders. I'm your brother, Nucky.
Then I love you. Now, unless you have something to say, aside from the fact that God distributes his gifts unequally, this conversation is over.
I know who's going to testify.
It doesn't matter. I just played golf with the Attorney General of the United States. Think about what that means.
You're one nasty prick.
And you're a frightened little boy with no place else to go. So give me something else and we can talk. Give me something else and I'll know you're my brother.
Commodore's out of the game. He's had a stroke. They're trying to keep it under wraps.
Who are they?
The kid and his mother. They're in over their heads, nothing. They can't see past their own...
resentment?
Cheap batty. I mean, I don't blame her, but that whole situation, it was never right.
And that was my fault.
Of course not. You did what you had to do. Taking care of me, Pop, I know that.
And Mabel.
Yeah, poor Mabel. I made a mistake. I admit it. I don't know what to say. I don't know what the fuck I do. Here I am.
We'll sort it out. But there is something I have to ask of you.
Anything, Nuck.
I need you to get on your knees. Bend down to the ground and kiss my fucking shoes, you piece of shit.
What?
I'm crawling back here because you don't have the balls to finish what you started. Fuck that little cocksucker you call a partner. Fuck this conniving cunt of a mother. Fuck that old man. I'll see his corpse in a ditch. And fuck you, brother. Give up. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
in the future, if you're going to point a gun at someone, make sure it's loaded.
Is this to be our life?
Hey. Don't be hiding there. No, come on now. This way. Don't hit him.
Well, he's quiet now.
Hanging around an awful lot out there. Bad for the varmints.
I'm sorry.
Sit on down now before you chase them all off.
Give it to him. That it?
Sometimes.
I don't half doubt it. Tree rat?
You mean squirrel?
No, thank you.
You a revenue agent? And here.
Strong.
Made it myself. Have some more.
Now, I'm Glenmore. This is Pete.
Richard Arrow.
Where are you from, Richard?
I live in Atlantic City.
It's a sight to see, I'm told.
You've never been?
It must be 30 miles.
I was once.
Saw a flying horse. That was some kind of trick.
Well, it looked real to me.
You're an easily bamboozled individual.
Oh, lay off your pontificating.
What brings you out here, Richard?
I was hunting. I left my things. By a pond.
Which pond now?
I'm not sure.
Well, that's how one mistake leads to another.
Well, we're gonna eat something.
You probably should too.
Here's to flying horses.
Sorry to keep you boys waiting.
Been crawling through the underbrush?
Too much sun this morning.
Say hello to your new prosecutor.
You must be Charles.
Call me Chip. Mr. Thompson.
Chip? Harry tells me you're a man I can count on.
I'd certainly like to think so.
So you've talked?
Mr. Thurgood and I have begun a discussion. He's fairly new to the courtroom.
I hope that's not going to be an issue.
Only if you don't know where the judge sits.
He's the one in the robe, right?
Very droll.
I need to know how this will work.
Well, the U.S. attorney here presents a motion to transfer to federal court.
Under the argument that the election rigging charges and the Mann Act violation constitute an ongoing criminal enterprise operating across state lines.
And thus within the purview of the Third Circuit.
What happens then?
We go before our judge. He buys the humble wares which we set before him. And then Mr. Thorogood brings all of his legal acumen and youthful energy to bear. Fortunately for us,
the Department of Justice determines it's simply not worth the time and resources to prosecute your case, which is dropped.
We're swamped with Volstead as it is. You're not saying thank you.
I need a guarantee.
You're not going to get one.
Just remember, this was your idea.
I have an early train.
Sorry to hear it. We're free all evening.
What shall I do with the bones?
Don't give them to him. He'll choke.
Not mine. Just comes around.
He knows who he is.
He's an old soldier. Just keeps on fighting. Don't you, boy?
For what?
How's that?
What did he fight for?
You're gonna have to ask him.
Now, what's your pleasure, Glenmore?
I'm of the mind to sleep out tonight.
I'm going home, I guess.
Getting soft. What about you, Richard?
I should get back to town.
How are you aiming to do that?
I don't know.
I got the Ford parked not 100 yards away.
Say, Richard, I'm out in these woods a lot. People come out here, they get up to all kinds of foolishness. That's not what these woods is for. You understand me? This woods is for hunting, fishing, seeing what the birds get up to. This woods is for living. Understand me there?
Yes.
All right, then.
You can fix it, right?
Your old pop can fix anything.
This
medicine helps. I'm not eating, June.
Eli, it's George. Can I talk to you?
Oh, there, Patrick.
I'm Brian.
Sure. Okay.
You know what we need for this, Brian? Fetzer. The left-handed kind.
Should we have one?
Mr. Dean across the street. Tell him I asked. Scoop.
We're alone, right?
should look like?
I don't know. But you got a lot of kids.
I don't store them in the garage.
There's a rumor going around. The Commodore, you know? I don't know. But he apoplexy. He's like a log or something. He can't even take a piss by himself.
Not true, George. Saw him this morning. We had breakfast. Eggs, bacon. Man loves his bacon. It's all on track.
Maybe we should go over there.
Bother him this hour.
Just to be sure. I mean, after you had breakfast, you never know.
I'm with the kid now, George.
Right. So I'll go over.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
I heard. But think it through. If the Commodore
told you.
If he can't protect us from your brother, I have to say it. We're all in a very exposed...
What are you doing?
Huh? You're moving towards me.
All I want you to do
is
take a second.
Isn't it?
Absolutely not. Oh,
Jesus. It is true. Oh, so now it's what? You and Jimmy? This was the plan? Son of a bitch.
Okay, George.
Hey, let go of me.
I'm not going to do anything.
Then let go. Let go.
Look, keep it down. Like
that's it. I'm out. I want out. Look,
all I'm asking for...
Let go. If you don't let go, there's going to be trouble.
George.
I'm saying it now. I'll go straight to Nucky. I will. I'll tell the
George,
world.
Shut the fuck up.
So, you need to go back to the house. My throat. I don't want you catching this.
How's your head feeling?
Like I won another round with that car door.
You need to pay more attention.
That's why it's called an accident, Ange.
The things you said at the ceremony, did you mean them?
I'm here with you. My son's asleep in his bed. Nobody's hungry. Nobody's scared. What else is there?
There's gotta be something. Hasn't there? Richard, I missed you this morning. The dedication for the memorial.
I wasn't interested in that.
You all right?
I should talk to Jimmy.
Okay, Ange.
Where were you today?
Needed to take a walk.
I should have gone with you.
We're both back now.
You up for a job tonight? Is there a problem, Richard?
Would you fight for me?
Of course I would. Right down to the last bullet.
And that's gonna work.
Mr. Parkhurst, would you like your cocoa in here this evening?
Upstairs, as usual. Half an hour.
Yes, sir.
You know what this is, Alexander? A Sioux Indian breechcloth. I've been hunting one down for years.
Doesn't cover much, does it?
They come charging at you practically bare-assed, waving one of those clubs. Thought they could stop bullets with magic. Foolish. Fine beadwork, though.
Yes, sir.
Damn fools, savages.
I'll fetch you in 30 minutes, Mr. Parkhurst.
Alexander, on second thought, I will have the cocoa. What?
I'm going to teach you something now.
Who the hell are you?
A soldier.
No!
Thank you.
Aaron and Joseph.
Sorry, ma'am.
Did you hear something, too?
What do you mean?
Someone screaming.
No. I heard you out here. Is something wrong?
The children are fine. I just felt. It's been a strange day. You should get back to bed.
Good night, ma'am.
Crazy.
Tell me the pound, is she?
That's just the tip of it. She made me call her family in New York, and they didn't want anything to do with it.
Hard luck.
You shouldn't be in my room at this hour.
I shouldn't be in your room at all. But what's the sense in doing something half wrong?
I can't see anything, Eli.
What is it you need to see?
Whatever it is I'm doing. Jesus. Is it somebody I know?
It's Mary Pickford.
You killed Mary Pickford?
Help me get this in the car, and then you can go.
Cold champagne and some ice water and some oysters.
Big ones.
Shut the door, counselor.
Thank you.
started something. I'm going to see it through no matter what.
It's all right. I've made my peace.
That's no valuable information.
My ass is on the line here, Harry.
It's not my fault you have enemies.
Lucky. Rothstein. That time's past.